Stefan, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty well. Just stepping away for a few minutes from work here, but had a very, you know, I had my first NASCAR experience, which was, you know, full of ups and downs. So I really enjoyed all of it. We didn't quite get the result that we wanted right at the very end, but overall had a, it was a very cool experience, and I was very lucky to be, you know, involved in running for Alex Tagliani in his car, and the Tagliani Autosport car. So hopefully I earned another shot at it one day.
Tell me about the end.
The end, that's what everyone's talking about. It's what everyone's fired up about. And I'm definitely disappointed. It's like when someone tells me, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. It was one of those things, and I was running up in the top five for my first race, and we had a big lead, and then unfortunately with 10, with about our five laps to go, there was a long red flag for about 40 or 50 minutes because someone dumped oil down on the track, and then it just led to bunching the whole field up, and there was a green-white checkered in the end after kind of a bit of a mess. So I was running in two spots, had everything going really well, and then unfortunately just got turned around and, essentially coming to the very last corner on the very last lap. So instead of, bringing home the car in fifth place, I was spun out, and I think I was lucky to bring it home in 13th. I was lucky not to get hit after I was spun, but, pretty disappointed considering, we were up there and, fighting up front. I think we surprised a lot of people because no one really knew who's this open wheel kid, and, I maybe don't fit in necessarily with everyone else there, but I think I drove a clean race. I think I earned some respect, and it was just I was just disappointed. That was how it ended. Mostly for the team. It's just too bad.
When you go back through that final turn in your mind, what would you change? What went wrong? What happened?
I think the reason I'm not mad is because I feel like I wouldn't have done anything different. I mean, I didn't drive defensively. I didn't put on a block. I didn't do anything. I just drove my line the same as I drove it the 50 laps prior. And on that lap, I felt like I was spun out. So, there was contact. I'm going to try and have a conversation with the other driver. He's a two-time champ. He's well-respected in the paddock. I'm not sure if it was intentional or not. I'm not sure if that was my, NASCAR initiation or not. I'm not going to judge yet. Obviously, I was pretty fired up, and as was everyone right after it. But it's a few days later, so I'm going to try and give him a call and kind of get his side on it. There was contact. I was spun around due to that contact. So it was just very disappointing. But I don't feel like I could have done anything differently the whole race. I think I drove pretty smoothly. I had great amount of respect earned, I think, from some of those other guys, which was nice to hear. A lot of people were kind of in my favor after the race and were like, they're all fired up and wanted to help me out after that one. They were pretty choked to see that happen to me.
Yeah, I would think so. And, you talk about NASCAR and, there's a lot more bumping there than there is in open wheel racing for you. And I talked to you before you get in the car and you said, I'm not really sure what to expect. Was there as much bumping as you expected? Would you be more prepared for it the next time if somebody, collides with you? Is there a way to correct that so you don't spin, or is it virtually impossible at that point, regardless of how many years' experience you have?
For sure. I mean, I was actually okay with the bumping. I got used to that like right away. It wasn't excessive, but the guys typically do it in a fashion where you can deal with it. You'll end up getting, you'll end up getting tapped. But it's not something that's going to usually turn you around. It might just move you up the track a little bit. Usually it's not something that's going to end your race ever. It's essentially, those are the moves that you can handle it. With the fenders and the cars, they're almost built for it, and it's okay. There's actually, a finesse to actually doing it, I think, which I'm still kind of learning. But, I got bumped throughout the race, but it was nothing that I couldn't handle or nothing that would take me out of the race. This last one was, I would say it was more borderline on in my opinion, in terms of what kind of go is. I think most people would say, all right, that was maybe, that was a punt. That was just a deliberate takeout. And whether it was deliberate or not, that's just what happened. But the bumping is part of it, and it's not actually a bad thing. I'm learning to enjoy it. And there's ways it can be done with it being smooth. It's kind of like hockey. You know, you can lay out a clean hit, but sometimes when you cross the line, whether intentionally or not, you know, it's more of that gray area.
Stefan Radinsky joins us. So what's the plan now? I know Alex Tagliani is going to race in open wheel at other times throughout the year. So do you plan on being back in this car? Do you know what the future holds?
I don't know quite the future holds. I mean, obviously, I was driving the EpiPen Dicom Express car, which is Alex's car for the year. So he'll be back in that car for the next few rounds at least. My next chance to get in a race car in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series is going to be in my own car, which is going to be run with Goldmark Diesel and Christensen Developments. They're going to be my sponsors for the race here in Edmonton and in Saskatoon. So that's on July 11th and 16th. Beyond that, I'm not sure. I know Alex has some sports car commitments. He's got commitments down in the States to run the NASCAR Nationwide Series. You know, so he's got a pretty busy schedule. I know there are a few conflicts for him, but at this point, there's no, you know, I haven't got the call for any of the other races. I hope I showed well for the team. I was just super bummed that I couldn't, you know, bring home a better result for them. But, you know, I'd like to say I did enough to hopefully earn another shot in it one day.
One other serious question for you.
Yeah.
How does RZAD become Radinsky?
Well, probably, and we can go on all day on the pronunciation. But
okay,
how do you say properly? Like the way my mom tells me my name. And my dad, because they're from Poland,
yeah.
It's probably called Radinsky. So it's actually almost like French Jean, like Jean or
Jean?
Whatever.
Really? With
and
the RZ?
RZ is a Z sound.
Yeah, yeah.
The A has a little tail on it in Polish, so it's an O sound.
Okay.
The DZI is a G, so it's almost like Jean with the N at the end. And then ski, so it's like Radinsky. That's properly, but we've kind of had to.
Canadianize
it.
Okay, but it was okay. Fair enough. So, but the proper way to say your name then would be Radinsky.
Radinsky. Yep.
Radinsky.
Yep, perfect. Yeah, well, that's actually right.
Well, maybe we should call. Maybe we'll have you on from now on. We'll call you Radinsky.
That, you know, you guys could do that. You'd be the first.
Nice.
Yeah, but yeah, no, essentially I've had sort of Canadianize my name from, you know, just because it became a little bit too difficult for most people. So we kind of just dropped the first Z in terms of making it Radinsky, but properly it's Radinsky and it might not make much sense, but yeah.
We are
RZ Racing, so.
I'll tell you right now, you could pull out that name and you would kill anybody in a spelling bee. No one would get it right. There's no chance, unless it was a Polish spelling bee. That would be awesome. I'm going to pull that out later on because we do spelling bees every now on the show for fun. And
okay.
I'm going to properly say your name, and then we'll see how many people were paying attention to see if any of them could spell it correctly.
I will give them $100. I will personally like shake their hand if they haven't met me or received my name before. I managed to spell that.
Yeah, there's no chance. Most people who've seen your name, they probably couldn't spell it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the best, or I guess, what's the best butchering job of your name you've ever heard?
Oh, I mean, I think it's hard to say because I think it's the reason I get so many nicknames. I mean, I know it is. It's essentially no one wants to say my last name because I think that's how the whole, and when I was younger, it started the whole razzle-dazzle thing because someone was talking, you know, and I was in the midst of a battle, and they were radioing back and forth, and all of a sudden, everyone started calling me Razzle Dazzle after the race, and I was like, okay. it's just one of those things that's happened, but there's been, you know, essentially my whole life full of those. Even with my first name, half the time I'm called Steven, so it's tough enough. I don't even try to get into the last name too much.
So there's not one that stands out that makes you laugh even now?
No, I couldn't pick one up off on the spot. But
okay.
There's been a number of them. You know, it's essentially an everyday occurrence, so it's hard to get one to stand out.
Nice. Well, we appreciate, and all of our Polish listeners will now be bigger fans now that they know how to say it. They've heard your name being said the proper way.
Yeah. They'll think I was saying it wrong the whole time until now.
Yeah. So thanks for enlightening us. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jason.